Savvy Senior, Who's Eligible for Social Security Disability Benefits? By Jim Miller. Narration provided by Wondervox. Dear Savvy Senior, what do I need to do to get disability benefits from Social Security? I'm 60 years old and have a medical condition that doesn't allow me to work at my job anymore. But I've read that getting disability benefits is very difficult. Need help, dear. Need getting Social Security Disability Insurance Benefits, SSDI, when you're unable to work can indeed be challenging. Each year, approximately 2 million people apply for SSDI, but around 2/3 of them are denied because most applicants fail to prove that they're disabled and can't work. Here are some steps you can take that can help improve your odds. Are you disabled? The first thing you need to find out is if your health condition qualifies you for Social Security disability benefits. You generally will be eligible only if you have a physical or mental impairment severe enough that it prevents you from working in your current or past line of work for at least a year. There is no such thing as a partial disability benefit. If you're fit enough to work part-time and you're earning more than $1,720 if you're blind, a month on average in 2020, your application will be denied. But if you're not working or are working but earning below those limits, your application may be considered. Your skills, education, and work experience are factors too. Your application will be denied if your work history suggests that you could perform a less physically demanding job that your disability does not prevent you from doing. To help you determine if you are eligible, use the SSA Benefit Eligibility Screening Tool at ssabest.benefits.gov. How to apply? If you believe you have a claim, your next step is to gather up your personal, financial, and medical information so you can be prepared and organized for the application process. You can apply either online at ssa.gov/disability or call 800-772-2413 to make an appointment to apply at your local Social Security office or to set up an appointment for someone to take your claim over the phone. The whole process lasts about an hour. If you schedule an appointment, a disability starter kit that will help you get ready for your interview will be mailed to you. If you apply online, the kit is available at ssa.gov/disability-starter-kits.htm. It currently takes 6 to 8 months from the initial application to receive either an award or denial of benefits. The only exception is if you have a chronic illness that qualifies you for a compassionate allowance. See ssa.gov, Compassionate Allowances, which fast-tracks cases within weeks. If Social Security denies your initial application, you can appeal the decision, and you'll be happy to know that roughly half of all cases that go through a round or two of appeals end with benefits being awarded. But the bad news is, with a huge backlog of people waiting, it can take another 8 to 10 months or longer to appeal the decision, and another 15 months to get a hearing if reconsideration is denied. Get help. You can hire a representative to help you with your Social Security disability claim. By law, representatives can charge only 25% of past due benefits up to a maximum of $9,200 if they win your case. It's probably worth hiring someone at the start of the application process if your disability is something difficult to prove, such as chronic pain. If, however, your disability is obvious, it might be worth initially working without a representative to avoid paying the fee. You can always hire a representative later if your initial application and first appeal are denied. To find a representative, check with the National Organization of Social Security Claimants Representatives, NOSCR.org, or National Association of Disability Representatives, NODR.org. Or if you're low income, contact the Legal Services Corporation, lsc.gov/findlegalaid, for free assistance. Send your questions or comments to questions@savvysenior.org or to Savvy Senior, P.O., Box 5443, Norman, Oak 73070.